Evan, thanks for coming. I understand it's usually not this busy, so thanks for coming on out.
Mm-hmm.
My goal is to teach you some stuff that I hope you can use. You know, they say in about the next 10 years, 90% of online content is going to be video, right? And if you guys have tried to do video yourself or have paid someone, you realize it's time-consuming and expensive. I'm hoping I can show you ways to make it affordable, effective, cheap, free, and not time-consuming, right? So that's what I'm going to go with. Let me know if you think I'm wrong, but I can kind of show you some tricks that I've been successful in doing myself, literally just from my cell phone. You know, I don't have anything fancy. I do have the fancier things, but even by videos world standards, they're not fancy at all. Your iPhone is more than powerful enough in this age. And your iPhone, if it's, you know, 3 years old, still more than powerful enough. I just started. I hope that's okay.
Yeah, no, I'm just going to kind of cover.
Yeah. So, when I was asked by Trevor and your...
Bobby,
yes. I was going to call Billy. I'm sorry. They asked what I was going to talk about. I gave them 3 points. Online video, the future of online video, kind of how to stake your piece, right? Because right now in Kamloops, there's a massive gap that needs to get filled by someone. And if you want to stake your piece, you got to take it now. It's online real estate. You either take it or you don't. Right now, the people who are winning are just winning out of luck. The people who want to take that piece can go out and take it. It's yours for the taking, so go out and take it. Just put in the effort. Two, it's business development, right? You know, you guys are realtors. It's basically personality branding. I'm sure you guys have chatted about this a lot. But you're trying to develop customers through digital media, through your content, so that when they do decide to sell their house, list a house, buy a house, they feel that connection with you. Business development is slow. It's laborious. And, you know, when you have a slow month, you guys know that. You feel it. You know, I've been there, you know, calling, texting, emailing, slowly developing clients. It's a slow process. But the hope with digital media, right, is you're then providing value to people. So then it comes to mind when they do see your bus ad or your bus stop ad or, you know, maybe using programmatic or your newspaper ad, whatever you're using for your more traditional media sales pitch. Your digital media there is to back it up. It's that business development side thing. And then transformation, right? It's how do you transform your content to use on multiple platforms, right? So that goes back to let's be effective. Let's not waste your time. You're better off selling. But how can you work this sort of stuff into your day-to-day life as a realtor so it isn't a burden to you, right? And if you start thinking about it now, there's what, 2, 4, 6... There is 13 of you right now. There's, what, 500 realtors in town, right? The 13 of you start staking out your piece today. You're going to have a good jump on those other 500, right?
300.
Sorry. There's a lot of you,
yeah.
Right? That's still, like, way less than 10%. I'm not good at math off the top of my head, right? But there's a big opportunity for someone there, right? So you might as well take it now before someone else does, and chances are they're just going to have a bigger budget. Just because you have a big budget doesn't mean anything online. People don't care about production quality and money online. They care about you and who you are. And are you able to reach them and level with them in a way that resonates? So that's the power of social media, and that's what I'm hoping to kind of teach you to use through video. But quick background of myself really quickly. I'm a TRU graduate, entrepreneurship marketing. I'm a husband, I'm a father. I've made money in the past working as a photographer and videographer, right? So I'm used to using a camera. I use my cell phone now for about everything. Like there's very little that I actually do on my laptop. My wife was kind of mad at me that I bought a new laptop, spent $900 on it, and then didn't touch it except once a week, right? Because my phone is my life. And my phone is not fancy, right? It's a Samsung S7, right? It's good enough. I'm also a podcaster, came here with Neville Webster. That's the name of my company that I'm working on right now. And I'm a digital media junkie. I live and breathe this stuff. I love it. So thank you for letting me talk about it. But the chances are you're just going to Google me. the honest truth, right, is people are going to Google you, right? And what are they going to find, right? And hopefully they're finding your website and your listings. But Facebook, Instagram, all these other big social media platforms, right, all have this really good organic SEO built right in. So you might as well take advantage of that. So they don't just see your listings and your sales pitch. They get to see the human side of you, the soft side of you, right? Your personality, let yourself come on out. So if people are Googling you, be more than just Royal LePage or River City Realty or whichever company you're with, right? People want to buy from people they like and they know. They don't look at numbers. Numbers really don't matter. I worked for 2 years selling cars online, and I talked about the price of the cars zero times. I never talked the price of the car for 2 years, right? And I sold a lot of cars, and I worked with a lot of clients across Canada, right? So people buy from people they like. They don't care about the dollar value. So let people like you, and then the dollar value will follow. So the feature online video, how to stake your piece. Right now, Facebook and Instagram is Kamloops' favorite two platforms. There's always going to be a new platform coming on out. But if you want to reach people today, it's these two platforms right now, right? YouTube is big, right? Kamloops isn't really on it. That's a huge piece that is going undeveloped right now. So what did you do on Facebook or Instagram? Take the extra 2 minutes and just throw it on YouTube. Because YouTube is different than Facebook. YouTube is actually a search engine. It is Google, right? So these two are social platforms. What you share and like today, right, it has a 24-hour life period of sorts to when you share it and transform it, right? YouTube, it will last forever because it's a search algorithm. They're two different things. This is like reading the newspaper, Facebook and Instagram. It's what's currently in front of people. YouTube is Google just as video, right? So just whatever you do on Facebook and Instagram, just on video, just throw it on YouTube. Take that 2 minutes, right? And hopefully, I'll start seeing more Kamloops-based stuff up. Because I check almost weekly. See who's on YouTube, who's on YouTube, who's on YouTube. You know, everything that's there right now is about 5 years old. Right? And there is a bit of realty stuff there and a little bit of tourism stuff there, but it's old, right? And so if you be consistent on YouTube, you'll start ranking more on the Kamloops keyword when people Google YouTube, right? So that's a huge opportunity there. But I'm going to talk mostly about Facebook and Instagram because that's what Kamloops likes right now, right today, which at the end of the day, you guys want cash today, not 10 years from now. I get that. So that's what I'll talk to you about. So who here has done a Facebook Live? So of the 13 of you, we've got 4 or 5. So, you know, 40% or so, that's pretty good. How many of you have seen this screen here? Are you familiar with this screen? You just press record and go. So this screen is a different part after you've actually recorded, right? So I wrote this whole spiel, right? I hold this whole spiel. But there's a couple things that when you go live, it doesn't allow you to do. And I highly recommend you take the time to do that. The first thing is go to Publishing Tools, Edit Post. That's where you find this particular screen, okay? If you're gonna make content, you might as well name it, right? That doesn't come up when you just click record. Only this piece here comes up when you hit record, right? But if someone, and they will, Facebook video is trying to take on YouTube, not today, but in the future, because it's trying to become a video search engine as well. You need to go and you need to add yourself a title, right? If you want to have an example of things without titles, go to Canvas this week's videos, take a look, you will clearly see untitled ones. It's just a picture, and there'll be ones with titles. Guess who was involved with the ones with titles? The second thing is your thumbnail. You actually get to pick and choose your thumbnail. So after you do a Facebook Live, right, it's going to organically go out to whatever people you are trying to reach, right? well, what if you don't have them actually stop and scroll to actually view your video, right? Don't you want to try and impart and leave an impression on them at that time too?
So take your time and edit a thumbnail. It's not, that's not fancy. I did that actually on Google
Slides because it was late at night and I didn't want to spend a lot of time. But if I want to get my name out there, Cameo, which is what I was, you know, I was working on a civic election podcast. I'm doing a sprint right now. I just recorded one this morning. Got more lined up. Got Don McCavers tomorrow. Ken Christian on Tuesday. I just went in to Google Sheets,
aka PowerPoint, and just put my logo next to it and export it as a JPEG. And I uploaded it to that thumbnail section I just showed you.
So where was the title there?
Yes, so the title isn't shown there, but it's shown below.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's a screen cap.
And sorry, how did you get there again? It was publishing tools.
So on your page, just go to publishing tools because there's four things at the top. There's like page, inbox, notifications, publishing tools. You will see all of your posts that you've made, whether it be a picture, whether it be audio, whether it be a text post, whatever it be. Publishing tools, edit post. Really easy, right? Or you can just go to your videos, video library. Just Google, it's your best friend, right? How to edit a video Facebook page. Take a time, change your title, add your thumbnail. So now, the people who didn't watch this video
have now at least seen my thing Cameo.
Did you grab that screen grab it yourself? Like, did you choose that? Because I always find Facebook Live picks like the worst thumbnails. Like, I'm like,
so
that, and it's like,
it will give you four options or so when you go to the when you actually click into the thumbnail section.
Okay.
So if you clicked into that, it will give you four. Or below, it gives you upload your own. So I just uploaded my own, right? I could just show a picture of me talking to the camera, but unless people know who I am, what incentive am I going to give them, right? I was trying to spend a little bit more time, go civic election podcast, but you know, the wife wanted me to go to bed. It was already late. And for me, you know, I just wanted to create something to prove to you guys what I've done for other people, because I haven't been doing it for myself. So if you look up all my properties online, there's not much up there because I've been too busy with other people, which is a good and a bad thing. But there you put whatever company you work for, you know, 10 favorite date spots, right? Or whatever you decide to do, right?
Now, going live can be nerve-wracking for some people. I'm very comfortable chatting in front of a live video, on a podcast, to you guys, whatever it be. You can use Instagram Live as a platform to practice who you are, because it disappears in 24 hours, right? You're scared about getting in front of a camera?
Who cares? If you mess up the first little time, because after you do it consistently, you'll get good. And then go to Facebook Live when you feel comfortable. Because Facebook Live is now an archive of you, where Instagram Live, right, you can be your training ground. Still a great reason, and I'm going to talk more about it later, a great place to put yourself. But Facebook Live, for, let's say, the 27 plus demographic, right? Facebook is becoming an older demographic, aka the people with money. You know, I'm probably one of the odd ones who actually has a mortgage at my age. And I'm so very lucky to have that, right? But the people who are buying homes, you guys decide, they are probably an older demographic. They're on Facebook a lot more. And I always say that Facebook moms can make or break a business, right? Because that's who is on Facebook right now. So
we're back here. Edit your thumbnail, right? We can see that I got 3,000 views or whatever. Who cares? How did I do that?
Well, I was a little bit aggressive.
I don't suggest you guys do this exactly, but I'll walk you through the format, how to get that. Because that was, you know, October 1st. This page that I use has 161 likes, right? I didn't pay for any of this, right? This was just me trying to do what I do
to then get that stuff. I see a lot of people sponsoring posts to get that much likes or whatever be. And I've chatted with people, usually they drop $150 or so. Me, I don't want to give Mark Zuckerberg any more money than he already has, because they don't tax it. It just goes stateside, so I don't.
So this is where we talk about distribution. So I kind of misled you on my 3 points that I was going to talk about: online video, then business development transformation.
Really, this is all online video is business development that you then can transform, right? The business development, right, is providing the values to those who watch it so that they have that reoccurring image of yourself and they know, right? For me, it's all about Cameo, 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 my little podcast / digital agency. So for yourselves, you got to figure out your brand. What if you have a special logo, or if you want to be, you know, the XYZ person in town, whatever realtor you want to brand yourself as, right? So that when people go, ooh, I want the person who has the really funky little cottages that are, you know, wood and kind of rustic, right? Or I want the more modern, young, hip look. Whatever, or it could be as simple as, you know, the bubbly person, or like, I don't know, how you guys decide to brand yourself. That's a whole nother conversation. But then transformation, right, is again, changing the content to reach different media. Distribution does both of this. I got those 3,000 views through transforming that content in the fastest way possible, which is through distribution by sharing to groups. I was very aggressive. I'm not going to lie. I wanted to see what I could do because I knew what I was able to do when I had a page with over 10,000 likes and a page that has 160 likes. I'm beating some of that 10,000 like page's view count because of my aggressiveness and my tactics, right? And I use both tactics on both pages, right? On Android, you can share to groups and it shows all your groups. iPhones has a limit to that. So what you do is if you go to your page, your Facebook page, and then share it to your personal page, for whatever reason, this is a little hack for you guys. On your Facebook page that you did the live video, share it to your personal account. From there, you can share it and you see share to groups. iPhone will have a limit of maybe 10, 20, Android, none. You write a little new blurb. You write a new blurb, that's a new way to drive the content home. That's a transformation. Whenever you share something and add a comment to it, or add your 2 cents to something, you're transforming that content, right? You're putting it in front of your eyes with a new spin, right? For me, I was always talking about the election, get out and vote, and I was sharing to every single Kamloops group that I was a part of, whether it was appropriate or not, because I had nothing to lose. I didn't really worry about if I get kicked out of this group or that group. As professional realtors, right? Take your time and do your research. Find the groups that you're applicable to, right?
Find those customers and deliver them content.
Not, hey, I have this really great house to sell. No, that's not delivering them value. Delivering value is, hey, if you're in Kamloops, you know, here's 3 date ideas, 1 in downtown, 1 in Westside, and 1 in Sahali, and then walk them through that. Right? And then you could share that to, like, I don't know, Kamloops events. There's a couple different events pages. You know, if there's a big realty buyers group where people are looking for houses or maybe rentals, right? Maybe you have someone you're listing for rental, or hey, here's a great property for someone to buy to rent, right? Make the content that talks to them and share it to those groups. Because distribution is business development plus transformation. Because you're transforming the content you already have. Just simply creating content and putting on your page is not enough. Have you ever heard of the 80-20 rule? Right? I think 80%
is distribution, 20% is creation.
Right? Where a lot of people say, hey, just make more, make more, make more. Well, that's great. You should always make more. But what if you could get that more in front of more eyes that it's relevant to? Right? I was lucky, because just telling someone, hey, get out and vote, people don't really want to not agree to that message, right? Because it's important, right? So they kind of let me be, and away I go. Now, the interesting thing in this all is then looking into the video analytics. 7 seconds. 7 seconds is all you pretty well get in an average of a video, right? So when you do these Facebook Lives, it's a